And we're back on another Welcome Travelers here on KBW, and we've come across a young guy here from New York State?
New York City.
New York City, okay.
My name's Eric Lubau, and this is my dog, Charlie.
You guys are on quite the road trip here then, huh?
Yeah, we started in New York, went to New Jersey, traveled around New York State, Ohio, Minnesota, Indiana, and now we're heading into the Dakotas and just sort of planning it as we go.
All right, so you're from New York City, and what do you do there then?
I spent the last 6-7 years building a tech company, and now I work with tech startups to help them build better companies.
Wow, that's great. What was the do we know this tech company that you started? Or
probably not. It's more of a B2B company. It's called Simple Reach.
Okay, what does that do then?
We do content analytics, so we help brands and agencies and work with publishers to find their best content, get it in front of the most people, and bring their marketing campaigns, unify their marketing campaigns around all different types of content, video, ads, and whatnot.
You sound like you had to go somewhere to be educated about all this. Did you go to college out east somewhere then?
Yeah, I went to Rutgers.
Went to Rutgers. Okay. How did you come about having to or deciding to do this trip with your dog here?
So last year I had met a couple friends doing jiu-jitsu in Belgium, and turned out that they lived in New Jersey area. And one of them wanted to do a road trip around the country when she finished her PhD. Time wasn't exactly on her side, so I decided between that and having been to more countries than I'd been to states in the U.S. that it would be fun to take this time off and, you know, work and travel and see more of the country that, you know, I've been living in my whole life.
All right. Well, you raise a lot more questions. First, jiu-jitsu. You know jiu-jitsu then?
Yeah, I've been training martial arts my entire life in some form or another. So I trained jiu-jitsu, MMA, kickboxing, the whole nine.
Jeez, you are a well-rounded fella.
I try to be.
And you were in Belgium.
Yeah, I was in Belgium and Portugal last summer, just having fun, seeing the countries, seeing parts of Europe.
I'm guessing you've been to a lot more countries, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
How old a guy are you anyway?
I'm 35.
Well, you've been around for a young guy then.
Yeah, that's the idea. I like to keep it interesting.
All right, so your trip around the U.S., where have you been? Where are you going? What have you seen? What's been kind of highlights for you?
So my trip around the U.S. has, like I said, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and right now I'm heading over to the Dakotas. And the goal is to sort of see more of the western side and then swing down the Pacific Coast Highway and then back across Route 66 and probably sometime towards the middle to the end of August head home.
All right. So what have you seen that you thought was pretty neat so far?
So this Jolly Green Giant's pretty cool. 60-foot Jolly Green Giant.
Had to throw that in there.
Yeah, I did. Well, that's why I'm here. So there was that. There was a Jell-O Museum in New York that was fairly interesting. Niagara Falls was amazing in and of itself. I've seen Studebaker Hall of Fame and the RV Hall of Fame. There was a mustard museum in Wisconsin, the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. And yeah, I'm just sort of finding things and actually going in the Hall of Fame for rock and roll and football and doing martial arts in certain towns when I have the time, and probably head up and do some skydiving in Fargo while I'm North Dakota while I'm up there.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you've skydived before too?
Yeah, I've been doing that on and off for about the last 15-16 years.
You are one adventurous guy, that is for sure. Have you ever been to this part of the country before, though?
No, this is my first time in this part of the country, and that's, again, part of why I'm doing this trip, so I could see the whole country.
So being from New York City, what do you think of it out here?
I think this is amazing. I mean, I've spent a lot of time learning about the geology of how the country was formed, and because you don't really do a lot of that stuff. You sort of see buildings and architecture, not the natural architecture. So being around here has forced me to look and become more interested in natural architecture, like geology.
So for us small town folks in the Midwest here, and for me, even at my age, I've never been to New York City. So if I ever go, what advice do you have for me?
Well, that depends on what you're into. I like going to towns and eating really good food and meeting people and having interesting conversations. And so I would say if you go to New York, that's probably a good place to start. Good food, interesting people and good conversation. So,
all right. Well, it sounds like you've got quite a summer coming up here yet, and it's been a good trip already. We want to thank you for talking with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for chatting with me. Yeah.
All right, thank you. There's another Welcome Travelers on KBEW.